Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
And at the tone, the time... No, at the time, the tone will be 1,000 hertz. QST, QST, QST. This is N7IVV. Activating the FOC here. Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, and it uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics, general topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. Announcements tonight. The club meeting, of course, coming up on the 14th of October in 2 weeks. If you haven't seen the email that was sent out the other night, we will be doing it all. We'll be doing a face-to-face meeting at the PATH Foundation building where we usually have the meetings at 7:15 p.m. Masks are optional, completely up to attendees. And, of course, we'll be doing the WebEx session also. So pick your poison, I guess. You can be there or not be there, or you can be there and wear a mask, or you can be there and not wear a mask, or you can... Whatever you feel comfortable doing is what it boils down to. We don't want to exclude anyone. We don't want to force people to do anything they're uncomfortable with. So that's where we are with that. We will be probably just a short discussion presentation this week, this month, centering around public service activities such as that we have coming up with the Great Pumpkin Ride the end of October, the 23rd of October. And basically what that involves for those of you that have never done that kind of thing before. Also, there's a Old Dominion horse ride that they do every June, July? I forget the date. I think it's the end of June. Over the other side of the Shenandoah Valley. It's kind of a different sort on a theme. It's a little bit different type of an activity, but it's still the same type of a thing, of an activity. If you understand at all what I just said, you're doing better than me. Let's see. I don't have any other announcements that I can think of. Does anyone else have an announcement that I may have overlooked? If so, call N7IVV. Go ahead. Okay. No topic tonight specifically, as is unfortunately often the case on our Wednesday night nets, but you folks are always real good at coming up with things to discuss and just basically touching on your activities during the week and problems and successes and whatnot that you may have had. So we'll start with check-ins now, and I guess that's kind of where we'll go tonight. So with that, I'll open this now for check-ins.
This is K1HTV.
AK4GG.
DCN.
AK4GG.
KX4KU.
KN4SPL.
WB7RAV.
KF4TEK. No comment tonight, Brad.
Okay, well, there, I got K1HTV. Another station, I just couldn't quite pick up who you were with the last two characters, didn't recognize the voice well enough. AK4GG doubled with you. KX4KU, KN4SPL, WB7RAB, and KF4TEK. Okay, pick up from there. Anybody else want to check in tonight? Go ahead.
KO4BCN.
Okay, sounds like KO4BCN. Mike, you may be the tail end of at least the first batch of check-ins. Good to hear you tonight. I know you've been busy, so it's good to have you back on the net tonight. Well, all right, let's turn it over to Rich, K1HTV. Wait a minute. I have to jump the gun on this. The sunspots, we've got a couple of really good sunspots coming up right now. Actually, one's kind of heading away, and the other big one's coming up anyway. The official sunspot number is 68. As of right now, what I'm reading the solar flux at is 101.6. So that's a good thing. And Rich, why don't you go ahead and enlarge upon that and explain why that's a good thing, and then whatever else you want to chat about. Go ahead.
Thanks, Brad. N7IVV and the net. This is K1HTV. Good evening, all. From Amosville, where the sunspot number has been rounded up to 102. Good to see the sunspot number climbing. That's the solar flux, I should say, 102. And the sunspot number is now over 60, and that's good. And the K-index right now is 1, as I'm looking at this chart here. Could be supposed to climb up later today. Today is actually the 30th UTC date. And later today, I expect a minor eruption that occurred. There was a coronal mass ejection on the morning of the 28th, possibly aimed towards our planet, and we're suspecting that sometime later today, UTC time, and hang on a second, my Alexa is telling me to reset the SDR, okay. Anyway, as far as DX, the high solar flux numbers has resulted in a very good conditions on the higher bands. For those who have 10 meters, and a lot of technicians, all technicians have privileges on 10, you can now work the world on 10. It's starting to open up quite nicely. About 24 hours ago, was able to work all over Europe into the Middle East. This morning, 12 was excellent. 12 was open, of course, before 10 meters did. And the past couple of days, it's but actually this morning, I could not stay on that long, but Mark K4SO noted that a number of Japan stations, JA stations, were coming in via the long path on 12 meters over South Africa in that direction. So very unusual to get long path opening on from Asia. So right now, on 20 meters, I'm seeing 3 and 4 stations from China per 15-second decode. Worked into Singapore just a few minutes ago. I'm seeing a station, XW0LP in Laos, and also a 3W3 Bravo was on 17 meters, but he could not copy me. He has a very strong signal, but apparently 10 ears. Did work a new one on 12 for the band S79VU earlier today around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. From Seychelles on 12-meter FT8. It's FT4 this afternoon on 20 meters. When it seems like when FT8 gets really crowded, the guys swing over to FT4, and it's a lot easier to make contacts on FT4. I found there's a lot less competition. So I just running. I'm just calling CQ and kept coming back and coming back. So I know a number of the other guys have tried FT4 with pretty good luck. 30 is good this morning to ZL, that's New Zealand, and VK, worked a number of those guys on 30, a couple on 40, 12 meters to 5B4 AMX this morning to Cyprus, just lots of DX, that's what happens when the solar flux climbs over 100, so it's looking encouraging, so if you've got any kind of antennas for 12 meters and 10 meters, exercise them. Back to you, Net Control. This is K1HTV.
Okay, thanks for that. Explain how you can tell whether something, a signal is coming in long path versus short path.
Very easy. Swing the beam short path and there's no signal. Swing it long path and the signal's there. It's at the time of the day, in the morning, generally, the path to Asia on a high band like 10 meters will not be open. You'll see a European opening, possibly extending over to India, Sri Lanka, and to UA Zero Land, but really takes an intense opening to make it a short path opening to Asia. And generally, you don't see JAs in the morning on 10 meters. You will see them on via the long path. So a directional antenna is the way to tell for sure. And there are times that the paths are not quite equal, but you can hear sometimes, you can hear them long path and short path, but definitely a big signals short path compared to long path when the band is open. You'll see that also in the afternoon on on 20 meters. When you hear Australian stations coming through in the afternoon on either 30 meters or 20 meters, those are almost definitely over Africa, the long path. And most of the time you're hearing VK6s in the western part of Australia. So that's the story on the long path, short path. N7IVV from K1HTV.
Okay, very good. Well, I won't make any smart remarks about rotating my vertical around to catch one or the other, but thanks for the clarification. I know at one point you had mentioned something about actually hearing them from both directions, and there was a delay. You could hear an echo. I guess maybe it was yourself that you were hearing. I don't know. It's been some time since I heard you mention that, but yeah, obviously the beam is the way to go on that. So, AK4GG, John, what you been up to? Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Brad and the rest of the gang. Thanks so much for taking the net tonight, Brad, and for KF4TEK who's remaining silent tonight. Thank you for doing the Sunday night nets. I should get involved with it, but I can't remember one call sign from another. Unfortunately, I'm not very good at that. Yeah, I haven't done much. I've got a couple of rigs sitting here to be repaired, so that'll keep me pretty busy. Pretty busy at work also. Coming up to the end of the month, there's always a big rush to get things done. I'm actually working on AFSK, for goodness sake. But it's not your AX.25 AFK, AFSK. I only wish it were. So I'm writing lots of code and trying to work out stuff to make this thing work. Anyway, the worry case that I'd like to bring up is FT8. FT8, is that a real amateur QSO mode? I mean, you know, if it's one computer talking to another across the world, is that really amateur radio? I'd like to know. I mean, I could sit on Shawnee Mountain with, you know, 15,000 computers connected to 15,000 transceivers, connected to 15,000 antennas, and I could get a lot of FT8 contacts, but I'm just wondering whether that's really amateur radio. Anyway, I'll leave that hoary chestnut with you guys. N7IVV, AK4GG.
Okay, this is N7IVV. Well, you know, that's a very good question, John. And I'm trying to think, you know, when I first re-resurrected my equipment and whatnot just a couple of years ago, FT8 was like the way to go. I'd never seen it, of course. I guess my personal feeling is, and of course we'll leave this open for everybody else, and Rich will let you do a recheck later and tie the ribbons on that conversation, but I would say yes, FT8 is a valid communications mode. It's obviously, well, okay, it's very short. You don't do anything except transmit the fact that you heard each other and, you know, where you're located. But the point is, you have to have a transmitter transmitting RF, and the other station obviously is picking it up with RF. There's no internet involved, so it is direct, as though you were having a regular phone conversation, or RIDI, or PSK32, or CW, you know, any of those modes, you know, because you know, you start getting into RIDI and whatnot, and most people are using a computer, and but you're still going through your radio, and you're transmitting RF, and the other station has to be able to hear you with their radio. So, like I say, there's no internet involved, so it was kind of a savior, shall we say, of communications during a really low sunspot cycle. And the whole purpose of it is that it can pick out a signal that's much lower than we could hear otherwise, and certainly would not be able to pick it up most of the time by ear, although you can get on and you can hear the tones. But by and large, it's designed to be a... I'm drawing a blank here. Something signal reception mode. I hate it when my mind does this, but the whole point is that it's just a really low signal. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Let's talk to Kevin and get his opinion on it. KX4KU and 7IVV.
N7IVV, KX4KU, Internet. I'd rather not touch this hot potato because... about three or so years ago when it first came out, this was debated hotly and heavily, and so I don't want to, scratch any scabs, so I'll just leave it be. take a break, get my thoughts. Prior to that, I stand by. Prior to CWT, I was working some 12 meters today. It was pretty good. Like South America, I got Turkey on FT8 on 17 today too. So the upper bands were doing very well today. I also did the CWT. The bands were good. My score, I got 35, but because of the conditions, I was actually trying to concentrate more on getting BX calls than just making the routine CWT calls with people in the States of Canada. I was just kind of taking my time trying to pull out the Europeans. Because it's different, and it's not the same old people all the time. So I will let that go and turn it back to you, Brad. N7IBV, KX4KU, back to Matt.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. You've got a little distraction there going on. Whisper comes to mind. It's weak signal propagation, I guess, is how what it's considered. And Whisper, you may have heard that. It's a mode you can basically put your radio in and transmit and receive kind of automatically and just be able to see where things are going and what's coming in and whatnot. So anyway, weak signal is what FT8 is basically designed for. KN4SPL, Bob, over to you. Good evening.
N7IVV, Lynette from KN4SPL. Good evening, Brad, and all the net. Let's see here. On the topic of FT8, I do believe that it's a true contact, just like you said, Brad. It's all RF communication, so I'm definitely on board with that. Unfortunately, I'm still with my my FT8 issues. Well, I can't just figure out why I cannot get any, speaking of RF out of my shack on FT8. It has to be through the computer, because I've been living a life of, it's not what I can't do, which is FT8 now, it's what I can do, which is phone, on 20 and 40 meters, mostly chasing POTA, and I'm definitely getting out there, because I'm making contacts left and right, so I've been enjoying that. So, you know, hey, if you can't do FT8, you can do some phone contacts. And actually, I don't mind it. There is a bit of a exchange in those POTA QSOs, so I've been having fun with that lately. So that's what I've been up to. That's all I got. This is KN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob, thanks. Well, you know, that's kind of, I think, where John was coming from with his question. You know, the old-fashioned way of communicating, where you pick up a microphone and you talk to somebody. And the problem with propagation here in the last bunch of years was that if you could even make the contact, the propagation was fading in and out so bad that you could hear them once, but then you couldn't complete the QSO, and then you'd lose them, and it just, you know, so this guy came up with FT8, and but yeah, it definitely lacks a lot as far as any kind of personal touch, and you know, I've got 27,000 contacts now in my log, and it's only been 2 years, and of those, there's, you know, maybe 25 or 30 that are actual phone contacts, well, except for the SOTAs, but you know, even the SOTA, you look at that, or a POTA, you know, all you're doing is you're just passing your call and your grid square and a signal report, and that's all FT8 is doing. So a lot of these communication modes that we have is not so much to be able to talk with somebody as it is to just be able to say you made the contact. So there you have that. WB7RAB, Randy, how are you today?
This is WB7RAB, and speaking of contacts, I made quite a few over the weekend on 40 meters a couple of 120 meters, and not as many as I wanted to, but I was drowned out by stronger signals, so take what I can get. Just running errands and doing a little bit of radio at night for a while. So, got nothing else. WP7RAV, back to net.
Okay, well, good to hear from you. Let's see. KO4BCN, like I said, it's good to have you back on the net tonight. Go ahead. This is N7IVV.
KO4BCN here. This is here. Well, talk to everyone again. Yeah, I've been going back and forth with Brad all day on a little project. I've gotten my battery pack almost assembled, and I've used some 3D parts to finish off how nice I want it to be. This is actually going to be used with a TX500 and a Raspberry Pi that's going to fit in an ammo can, along with a tuner to do portable FT8. So it kind of fits right in. I really am enjoying that. I'm actually on 20 meters right now, just kind of bouncing around, seeing what I can find. I can't quite swing the beam around like Rich, because well, my antenna is fixed in the eaves of my house. So if I was able to do that, I'd have a lot more to work on trying to bolt my house back to the ground. But this little battery pack is coming along fairly nicely, so I hope to see Brad pretty soon so I can get some of these parts I asked him for. I'm getting pretty good at drawing things up in the Onshape, to the point where the Onshape salespeople actually called me asking me if I was a professional. And I laughed and said, no, I just don't want to screw up any more stock in the garage. But anyway, that's KO4BCN, back to net.
Okay, well, that's interesting that they contacted you like that. Well, very good. All right, let's see, that's the end of our list. Let's take any new check-ins or rechecks. This is N7IVV with the Farah General Service Net. Call now.
KX40.
KJ7ATV.
K1HTV, recheck.
KO4MBN.
KO4BCN.
Okay, very good. Rich and Mike have got you as rechecks. And KX40, John, KJ7APV, and KO4MBN. Mark, welcome in tonight. John, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. KX40, not really much to say. FT8, well, I got introduced to that field day long ago with Rich, and I really wasn't too sure about it. I knew that whatever I was reading on QRZ probably was not the truth, and that proved to be mostly true. So there's still a dance and a balancing act and a movement of hand to make the thing work, so it's not as automated as I guess it could be. I don't know if it could be more automated than what we did, Rich, but whatever. As far as mode study, though, I have to admit it's pretty cool. I mean, how many modes do you transmit a correlation channel and a data channel at the same time? KX4, back in it.
Well, there you go. That's the question for Sunday's night's net, Mike. Very good. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. KJ7APV, Becca, go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KJ7APV, Catlett. Greetings, everybody on the net, and sending greetings to you all. You, my college, and N7IVV, KJ7ATV. How's
my signal? It basically isn't. Sounds like your battery's cutting out or something. You're getting about 4 or 5 words in, and then dropping out completely. Go ahead.
Okay, go on with the check-ins.
Okay, if you can get that solved, you can come back around on rechecks. KO4MBN, Mark, go ahead.
N7IVV and the net, KO4MBN. So we're talking about FT8, and yeah, I was watching Rich yesterday morning. I was getting on my horizontal, Spain, England, and France. Got the Auckland our Falkland Islands yesterday and the Canary Islands yesterday. Running out of room in Brazil. I didn't know they had that many ham operators in Venezuela, Argentina, et cetera. Getting kind of bored on here because I'm seeing the same old call signs coming up constantly. And I'm running out of new hits. I would like to be working on DN and DM. It's not working out for me for some reason. I got a couple late yesterday afternoon from Oregon and Washington State, but that was it. I can't get anything locally. It's just not working for me on this antenna. So I'm going to be putting a beam up, hopefully, in the next couple of days. Anyhow, that's my story. KO4, MBM, back to the net, 73.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Mark. Yeah, well, see, there's an example of, it isn't all automatic. It takes some effort to get it going, whether it's just getting your FT8 stuff configured right or getting your antennas up right or, heck, tuning them. You know, it's something as simple as that. So it ain't automatic. So anyway, all right, that's the end of the list. I'll go to Rich, K1HTV. Go ahead.
It's K1HTV. A couple things first for Bob, K1 for SPL. If you got a few minutes after the net, I'd like to walk you through a couple of things regarding sound card, and possibly your radio sound. There may be an issue there since it's working on sideband, and you do have cat control apparently working. So maybe we can figure out what's going on, why you're not getting audio to key the radio, to modulate the radio on the digital modes. As far as EchoLink, FT8 being a mode, I think it's more of a ham mode than EchoLink or AllStar or any of those that require the internet. It's ham radio via internet is not really, some will question, is that really ham radio? Well, for those who don't have, cannot put out outside antennas, yeah, it's ham radio, just as much as FT8 is. And others say, well, you can't copy FT8 directly, so it can't be a real mode. Well, we've been running RIDI. How many people can copy radio teletype in their heads? very few, if any. Yet it's been around, and we require a computer. Before it was a demodulated and a mechanical device like a teletype machine. Now it's a screen with some software running. But still, it's a very popular mode during contests anyway. It's just as much of a mode as anything. And it's not an automatic mode. It can be made. There are some people that have made robots, but they're frowned upon. If any station works a country that uses a robot, the FCC will not validate that country. They know who's doing it. And there's a Sugar Victor 5 was one of the first ones who created a robot for that. And contacts made with that DXCC entity are not counting when you work in that particular station. So anyway, it's just like anything. You hear a station, you copy them, you double-click on them. Right, so now you're starting off. But where are you located? You on his frequency along with dozens of others calling him? Probably won't work him unless you got a kilowatt in the beam and the propagation is just right. You find a spot where it's quiet. You hold off till he's ready to send the second, sending you 73, you can start calling him then. If you're on the same frequency, but if you're off frequency, you can call him while he's working somebody and it won't bother anybody. Just, you learn the tricks of the trade. You learn, just like all other modes, you need to know the propagation. When do you want to work Australia? You're not going to work in the middle of the day on 40 meters, but you'll work it right before dawn. You know when to work the JAs, the bands. You learn the bands, you learn the paths, and you apply that to any modes that you work. But anyway, that's my comment on FT8. Bob, SPL, if you're around after the net, get a few minutes and maybe walk you through something that might help you get going again on the digital modes through your radio. N7IVV from K1HTV.
Okay, yeah, thanks for that, Rich. Yeah, I agree completely on your assessment there. Yeah, that's interesting. Australia is coming up as a new country on 15 for me. I've not worked Australia on 15. That's weird. Anyway, Mike, KO4BCN, go ahead.
7IVV in the net, KO4BCN here. I figured I'd tag in and there'd be something else I'd like to respond to. But yeah, I've, over the last 6-8 months, I guess, working from home, in between running programming and scripts and analyzing, I've been having my radio running in the background, doing a lot of FT8, and I've learned a lot about propagation and the daytime and how things work, and I've had a lot of fun building and configuring, and you know, it still keeps going on, so definitely a good part of the amateur experience. I know when the people ask me what it's like, and I kind of chuckle a little bit, and just say, hey, the basic exchange is, hey, nerd, hey, how you doing? Great, here I am, here are you, thanks. And that's really it, and it's really satisfying to get the really, really long distance on like 25 watts, which is all I've been using most of the time. And just trying to figure out how my antennas folded into my roof and how well it works. So it's been fun. KO4BCN, back to that.
All right, well, thanks for that. Yeah, you definitely do learn a lot. And you've got tools out there that, okay, it is on the internet, but you know, you can see who's hearing you, as well as, of course, you can see who you're hearing just on the regular program. But there are some nice tools that you can use to kind of see where you're being heard, which is real handy. You know, obviously, back before we had the internet, you know, the best you could do was just be able to make a contact to find out. But you're still using RF, you know. It's still one radio talking directly to another radio across the ether. The ether, not the ethernet. So, anyway. Okay, one more call for check-ins tonight. This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
This is K1RA.
KJ7ATV.
Okay, Andy, go ahead. Beck and I heard you there, so I'll pick you up in a second. K1RA, go ahead.
Yeah, just to chime in on the automated aspect of operating, I guess the term robot. If anybody's actually interested in playing with the software, not developed by the SV5, I believe, but by another fellow, download WSJTZ, not WSJTX, but WSJTZ, and that fellow has done a fairly good job of automating the entire FT8 process, where you can actually just sit back and watch your computer work other people. Of course, in the U.S., you cannot run an unmanned station, so you can't walk away and let the station continue working on your behalf. But you can surely run it while you're watching it and in control of your radio. So kind of fun to see what stations the WSJTZ software will pick for you. You can actually set various filters and not work the same call sign again and only work it if it's a new country or a new grid. So saves you the pointing and clicking, but probably takes some of the fun out of it. Anyway, that's it. Have a good night. K1RA.
Okay, well, great for that. Great for that information. I mean, thank you. Great. That's it. Thank you, Andy. I'm going to check that out just because I'm going to check it out. All right, Becca, let's see how you're doing. KJ7APV and 7IVV.
And 7IVV, KJ7APV. Greetings, everybody on the net. And how's my signal?
Well, you made it all the way through that time, so go ahead.
Reminder, be sure to check your battery before getting on the net. So, yeah, my battery was getting pretty low. This is short because it's same old with me, just working on the college and fixing my house. I do have a little radio comment. Picked up the September issue of QST. There's an article that caught my attention entitled Eliminating Radio Frequency Interference from Power Lines. It's kind of like a real big practical fox hunt. So that might be interesting to y'all. And also, I've been attending some alternative medicine-type EMF conferences where they're coming at it from a different approach. So good to know. Good to know both sides. So that's it for now. Thanks for everybody for sharing. It's been interesting net. Back to you, N7IVV, KJ7APV.
Okay, well, great. Thanks for that, Becca. And, yep, check your batteries. check your gas tank before you leave on a trip, you know, all that stuff. Well, okay, then we're going to call it a night. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. This is N7IVV, and this has been the Mockingbird Amateur Radio Association General Service Net, which is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on this repeater, 8 p.m. local time. We also have a net every Sunday evening that meets 8 p.m. also, which generally is a more technically oriented net. Stand by. Okay, this is N7IVV closing the Fahrenheit and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.
Can4SPL, K1HTV, so they're about
K1HTV, Can4SPL. Yeah, I'm here.
Are you at your computer?
Unfortunately, I have shut the computers down. I wake up pretty early. About a quarter after 3 in the morning, so I'm pretty much on my wind down mode. But I do want to say I would like to pick your brain on like a Saturday or a Sunday morning and work on this a bit. Back to you.
Sounds good. Yeah, get your beauty rest. You're going to be getting up in 6.5 hours. You better get some sleep. Yeah, I've got some ideas on sound card. And some oddities of Windows and the way they handle the sound card and the things I'd run into. And it's apparently stumped me at first, and I finally figured it out. So if you're using Windows 10, I can probably walk you through something just to verify some settings, how to get to them, and some of the quirks of Windows that have caused some issues with the sound card. So. All right, I'll see you maybe the weekend. I'm trying to think what's happening this weekend. I think things are quiet Saturday. So, yeah, I usually listen to the repeater. Call me as early as you want. I'm usually up 6 o'clock or so. But actually, the computer, the Alexa app doesn't turn on the 6-meter repeater until about 6:45. So if I turn on manual, I might hear you if you call in earlier. But sometime after 6:45, give me a call. I'll walk you through some of these things. Maybe you can figure out get you back on the digital mode. 73 Lob, sleep well. KN4SPL, K1HTV.
K1HTV, KN4SPL. Yeah, definitely. It'll both likely be Sunday, so I'll probably try and hit you up after church when you get back. Just because I got some side work I got to do, unfortunately, on Saturday. So, you know, the work never ends. But I do want to let you know that I do have cat control. It does key, like when I hit transmit, it does key the radio. The only thing is that it only sends out very low wattage, at least on my SWR bridge. So it is activating, it is transmitting. It's just very low, so, and I have gone through all the settings. I've gone to the control panel and to the sound card and messed with the levels and the dB and all that stuff, and I don't know. I feel like it's a driver problem, but I could be completely wrong. But we'll delve into it over the weekend. So, So, thank you, Rich. Came for a spiel.
I'll see you after church. Usually get home from church, have breakfast, and by 10 o'clock I'm usually free, so not sure what time you're free, but anytime after 10, give me a call and repeater. I should be around. K4SPL, K1HTV, good night.
Yeah, good night, Rich. From K4SPL, I'll be clear.
K1HTV, KO4BCN.
KO4BCN, K1HTV, Ed.
I'm using some new hardware. How's my copy?
I got copy, you're fine. What kind of hardware you got?
Oh, I just plugged in a little MSJ speaker mic to my handheld, so I didn't have to carry the handheld around when I'm on the net here. And I, of course, plugged the handheld into the gatefold that's up in the attic, so it's kind of hard to walk around. But I'm glad to hear this is working pretty well. The speaker is not as good as the one in the Kenwood handheld, but it's still a lot easier to work with. KO4BCN.
Very good, Mike. It seems to be working. Yeah, it can be kind of tinny sounding. So, very good. Okay, well, thank you. I'm hearing that sound alert in the background. I'm keying RF on
2 meters, and that's 7. That's 20 meter transmit. I'm triggering the UPS alarm. I just happened to receive in the mail today 10 MiX-31 ferrites, clip-on ferrites, and I'm going to try to put those on, a number of them on the various cables. Again, see if the ones I had on before may not have been the correct mix. So got some MiX-31s that'll fit over RG-8 type or LMR-400 and see if that solves the whistling sound alert of RF triggering it in the UPS. See you later, Mike. This is K1HTV.
Well, good luck, Rich. I bought a bunch of baskets of all sorts of clip-on ferrites from Amazon. I know there are very variant Chinese mixes, but I figured something's better than nothing. And if it works, it works. So I've just been putting those almost everywhere. And the shack does pretty good. So, again, good luck, Rich. KO4BCN, clear.
See you later. Yeah, I had to watch out for some of those unknown. They may work great on UHF, but not work very well on HF. So I specifically got 31 mix, so they're good from like a meg up to 300 mix. See you later, K1HTV.
KL4, Tango Oscar Echo. KL4, MBN. Chris, you're listening.
KL4, MBN. KL4, TOE. How you doing, Mark?
Very good, and welcome to the amateur radio world. Congratulations on passing your technician exam this last Saturday and your new call sign. Just thought maybe while some other of the folks in the Fair Club were listening, we'd bring you up. I got my first QSO with you, so that's all I asked. Anyhow, congratulations again. Are you guys out at Great Meadow?
Dave was unable to make it, but I'm up here with another gentleman.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, good luck to you. I got a good bet here shortly. So it'll have to be next time.
All right. Well, I just want to say thanks for the guidance getting me where I need to be for this license. So thanks.
Anytime, sir. Congratulations again, Chris. KO4 TOE, KO4 MBN. 73. I'll be clear on your file.
KO4 MBN, KO4 TOE. I'm out.
Hey Chris, KO4 TOE, K1HTV. KO4 TOE from K1HTV.
K1HTV, KO4 TOE. How you doing?
Hey Chris, this is Rich, K1HTV in Amosville. Congratulations. New call sign, new ham. And I wish you many years of happy hamming. Whereabouts do you live?
I live down in Warrenton.
Very good. You able to get an antenna up? Are you in a restricted HOA?
Restricted HOA, restricted wife, a lot of things.
Oh, bummer. Well, for now, you've got the HT working. Can you get up to the attic? Can you do anything if and when you get out? Actually, if you can get on the high-frequency bands on 10 meters, you have permissions privileges to operate 10 meters. With an attic antenna, you can work the world. If you can get a 16-foot dipole in the attic, you'll work a lot of DX, even with that antenna. One of the guys, a club member, a couple of years ago, bought a new transceiver, 100-watt transceiver, did not get the power supply. He said the transceiver, and all he had was like a 5-amp power supply. All he could put out was like 5 or 10 watts without killing the power supply. So he was calling CQ on using the FT8 mode, the digital mode, and he called and called. Nobody came back to him. He says, no, it doesn't work. And I said, well, let's check PSK Reporter, which is a software site which reports all these stations that are transmitting on FT8. And I looked on the PSK Reporter, who has a map of the globe, and there he was being copied in Australia, New Zealand, Alaska, Hawaii, as well as all over the states, running about 10 watts, and his antenna was an attic antenna.
Well, that's amazing, for sure. Yeah, definitely going to take the baby steps on this one. Get my feet wet.
Pleasure. Well, you start off slow, start off at 2 meters. If you ever require a multi-band transceiver, you can at least use it on 6 meters, which is not too good this time of the year. It's good mostly in the summertime. A lot of skip on 6 meters, 50 megahertz band. So as a tech, you can use 6 meters and then 10 meters. on voice as well as CW and the digital modes. And you know, I'm seeing more stations on voice now, so single sideband. So if you ever can acquire a sideband radio, it doesn't have to be new. There's a number of used ones out there. You can let you get you on the air anyway, start to talk to the world. But maybe you're not interested. Maybe you only want to talk to the stations in Warrington. That's fine, too. And also, there's a lot of guys who use Echolink. You probably have heard about Echolink as well. KL4TOE from K1HTV.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Good advice. I appreciate that.
Good. Okay, Chris, we'll see you again. I'll be on the repeater. You usually listen most of the time, so if you have any questions, be free to ask them. A lot of guys on the net can help a lot of the newbies. There's a lot to learn. So don't be afraid to ask a lot of questions. That's how you learn. Take care. All the best. Good night. KO4TOE. This is K1HTV 73.
K1HTV, KO4TOE, signing off. Thank you.